And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, we're in Shreveport and everything is kosher.
Shreveport. Time
right.
One.
Shreveport.
Oh, that hurts. Civil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
We have officially one more Wednesday before February. Where the hell do these hump days go? Anyway, today is the day after the President's State of the Union. Wow! Republicans were waking up this morning like some deflated footballs, y'all. I mean, even the President had to remind them last night what was pretty good news, y'all. Did y'all see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the President wasn't playing. The moment he stepped in the ring and that bell went ding, zing, 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 zing. And I won both of them. Tom, he was putting punches together like Sugar Ray on Mike Mayweather. And did y'all see Hater of the House Speaker John Boehner?
Hater of the House.
That Bama Boehner had the sun-kissed soul glow last night, Sybil. Who knew orange is the new Boehner? What hue was he, Sybil? OMG. That's orange mango glow stick, Sybil.
Orange mango.
I mean, he's been hating so long, he's turning into the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. President Obama was so good last night, Joe Biden stayed up the whole time. And I'm surprised I didn't hear any smart remarks from Sarah Palin, y'all. I guess she had the wrong address, Sybil. Tom Sybil, I don't remember ever being this excited over watching a president giving his address. George Wallace said he felt the same way watching Lincoln's Gettysburg address. You know, that's an old Negro there. And speaking of four score, did y'all see where 11 of the 12 Patriot footballs in the Colts game was underinflated?
Yeah.
Yes.
Deflate Gate is real. And I don't know how the NFL is planning on dealing with the New England scam chowder. No word from Roger Goodell yet. I guess he hadn't seen the tape. So I'm sure they're bringing a specialist to determine the proper weight of the balls from now on, y'all. And let's just hope Monica Lewinsky don't blow this gig.
Wow.
Hey, it was only one thing that could have stopped the President's State of the Union yesterday, y'all. If it was up against the Empire tonight. Now, still, I don't know. President Obama was good. Well, President against Terrence, oh, come on, man. You know, that ain't been all that good, man. You know. And I like to say rest in peace to Hypno, bro, y'all. H-Town's on Leroy Williams.